Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family, and it is time for us to get back to the old-fashioned gospel. It is time for us to run back to the Word of God. It is time for us to get back to our roots. The gospel used to flourish in the U.S. and Canada, but now we have lost our moorings. And how have we lost our moorings? We have become obsessed with this present world as though there is nothing else. We're caught up in the pursuit of all the things of this world, making money, becoming more comfortable in the world, all of our worldly entertainment, as though there were no tomorrow. We are in a stupor from the pastimes of this world. We're like drunken men on board the Titanic, reveling in the beauty of our surroundings, while the ship itself is going down. And we profess to be Christians, but do we really believe the Bible? We don't act as though there were a real heaven and a real hell. We don't act like there's an eternity after death. We're all caught up with the things of this present world. But the old-fashioned gospel heeds the words of Jesus, who says, "Don't store for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, but store for yourself treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
I see you when you're all alone. I see you when you're crying, when your heart's without a home. I feel it just the same, 'cause I'm standing right beside you. Don't think you are alone, 'cause my heart, my heart is broken for you. Hear me calling to you. Hear me calling to you. I'm Jesus Emmanuel, and I I'm standing there beside you. Don't think you are alone, 'cause my heart is bleeding.
It is time for all thinking men and women to remember that there is an eternity, that there is an eternal hell, there is an eternal heaven. The time is right now for us to prepare for our eternity. To this end, we have devoted this gospel program. We are going through the book of Matthew right now. We are reviewing the Beatitudes, which is the most condensed truth imaginable. In 8 or 9 sentences, Jesus turned the entire world around. We see the amazing efficiency of God, the way he says so much with so few words. We're going over to Matthew chapter 5 to look at, "Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth." This word of Jesus is so compressed, it's so concentrated, that when we decompress it, we find it has unspeakably large impact on our lives. Let's examine what it means to be gentle. And in some ways, the most direct way to do that is to examine first what it means to not be gentle. Now, this is a lesson that speaks to us all. Unconsciously, the moment that we speak harshly or irritably, or with a temper, we have automatically put ourselves above the person that we are speaking to, and we are thinking of them as stupid. The minute we think someone is stupid, we have established an order that we are smart and they're dumb. Now, the sheer number of opportunities to enter this mentality during the day are astronomical. From the government worker on the phone who doesn't seem to have a clue about their job, to the person driving in front of us who doesn't seem to know where the gas pedal is, the opportunities are there all the time for us to speak down to them or think down to them. There are endless times in a single day to think that someone is stupid. And we have become a very graceless society. As we look about us over the last years, we find that no one has any patience with anyone else, and that we have entered such a graceless attitude toward anyone. Pity the poor person who makes a mistake while they're driving. They are railed at, they're honked at, as though we don't make stupid mistakes when we're driving as well. You see, we extend no grace to anyone, and God is going to repay us the way we pay out to others. He will measure it back to us. And that's a good lesson to think about. So when someone does something that we don't agree with or approve of or that irritates us, not only do we think of them as being dumber than we are, to help us along, we have the accuser of the brethren. That's the devil, who is always in our ear accusing the other person of doing something to purposefully hurt us, or that they are dumb, or to think of them as stupid or whatever. It's in our ear all of the time to make us think ill of someone or of everyone. In doing so, we set up an order that we are superior to them. We're smarter, they're dumber. We do this a lot. Everyone does this a lot. This mental belittling of someone is the very epitome of arrogance. Arrogance is an assumed superiority. As soon as we think someone is dumb, we become the sum of arrogance. That's a very sobering thought, isn't it? When we consider how many times in a day we think someone else is dumb. Now, in contrast to this is Jesus, who is actually the smartest person ever, who never does anything dumb. And he uses his position toward those who are weak with nothing but gentleness. The one who is actually superior in every way does not look down on or demean or humiliate or belittle those below him who are weaker. And since all of us are weaker than he is, that's an amazing thing. We find this every time we go before him with our little problems. We come to him with our fears, which really are stupid because they're so unfounded. He's redeemed us, and nothing can pluck us out of his hand, so our fears really are ridiculous. Now, if God were like us, or like me, he would say, "Well, that's dumb. Why are you thinking that?" But he never does that. He never approaches those who are weaker as though they were dumb or stupid. Isn't that a wonderful thought? He always receives us with gentleness in spite of all our unfounded fears. He never chides us. He's never irritable and deals with our fears with gentleness. So let's take Jesus's good example and apply it to our lives. First, we don't want any of that sort of arrogance about us. That attitude of thinking someone is dumb doesn't exist in the kingdom of heaven. For us to be fit for heaven, that element must be removed, and it's not an easy fix. This is a life-changing verse. Jesus would have us become servants like himself, and a servant never has an attitude of superiority. They're serving. So the Beatitudes are, in many respects, the closest picture of the personality of God and a reflection of God's nature. He is humble. He is gentle. He is merciful. He is pure in heart. He is a peacemaker. This is who our God is. And these qualities are opposite the world. So we have to get our bad attitudes trained out of us and the Beatitudes ingrained in us. Now, the opposite of the Beatitudes, if we think about that, are blessed are the forceful. Blessed are the dominant who take what they want. Blessed are those who are aggressive and intimidating. And guess what? That's exactly what the world teaches. It teaches assertiveness training. It teaches us that those who are aggressive and go after what they want are the ones who will succeed. From the schoolyard to the ball field to the Fortune 500, we are taught that those who are pushy and aggressive are the ones in charge. The winners. In the schoolyard, the bullies are always the ones in charge, and the girls with the cruelest mouths are the queen bees, the ones who don't care what pain their words cause and have no understanding of the damage they're doing. These are the ones who are in control. In sports training, it's the same thing, and we train up all of our kids to have this aggressive mentality. In all this training, we're taught to be aggressive and pushy and violent. That's how you win. Then Jesus walks in. Jesus walks in and he takes the world from the arrogant, from the pushy, from the intimidating, from the assertive, and he gives it to the one who is trampled. The earth will be given to the gentle. They don't have to take it. They don't have to grab hold of it. They don't have to demand it or push for it. No, the earth will be given to them. That means to obtain gentleness is to obtain all the world. if we strive for the jewel of gentleness, the rest of the world is collateral blessing. Jesus flips everything right side up. Everything we've been taught and everything we take for granted becomes nonsense before his beautiful word. His word is so contrary to our natural inclinations. You see, the world looks at gentleness as a negative value. They look at the gentle as weak or easy to intimidate. So gentleness isn't a quality that the world admires. The world can't wait to pounce on the gentle. If a child is weak in school, he'll be torn apart. If someone is weak on the ball field, they will be trampled. Oh, they love gentleness. They love to devour the gentle. However, the Lord Jesus comes and tells them, "Don't worry. I'm going to take the world out of their hands and I'm going to give it to you." And that's why Jesus said to turn the other cheek. We don't have to reciprocate, because God has already ordained that the world will be given to the gentle and the meek. Is this not stunning? Doesn't this cause us to love our God? Doesn't this cause us to understand how much we need to get back to God's word? How it flies in the face of all the things we take for granted. His word is powerful. It changes our hearts. So what we need to do is bring this into practical application. We need to see that the most hurtful member of our body is our tongue. It causes no end of pain. It is the very world of iniquity. We have a weapon that can really destroy people. So getting that unruly member of our body under control is an important job. As the word says, if any man can control his tongue, he's a perfect man. But we would add to that, that it is our thoughts as well. If we have the thoughts that someone is dumb or stupid or irritating or annoying, we have left off being the blessed gentle. We are no longer blessed. We will no longer inherit the earth if we have succumbed to a worldly mentality of arrogance or thinking that we're better than people. If we think that we are better than someone, we have automatically eliminated ourselves from being the blessed gentle and from inheriting the earth. So these are very, very, very important lessons for us, not only to speak with gentleness, but to have a gentle attitude. For blessed are the gentle, they shall inherit the earth. I love the word in Proverbs 19:11. It says, "A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression." Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that opposite of the world? God's ways are wonderful. It is a man's glory to overlook when somebody does something wrong. That's what God esteems. That's what God appreciates. Let's go to God in prayer. We have much to pray about today. Lord, we come before you and we recognize how many times we act in an arrogant manner towards people. How many times we come in with an assumed superiority, whether it's at work or at school or when we're driving or, worst of all, at church. Lord, let us become humble. Let us become humble in heart. Let us become lowly in our eyes like Jesus. Let us become gentle in our heart. Let us become gentle in our words. Lord, help us to obtain this pearl of gentleness that we might be full of mercy, full of grace toward people. Lord, please do a life-changing work. Please change us and conform us into the image of your own character. We submit ourselves to you, Lord. Make us into new creatures in Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitfield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
Forsaken by those we love.